Welcome back to Workplace Revolution, brought to you by GFoundry. We're tackling a tough one today, employee turnover.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It's something that really, I think, keeps a lot of business leaders up at night.
Right.
So we're going to try to get to the bottom of this for our listeners.
Absolutely.
What is the true cost of losing an employee?
You know, it's a lot more than just replacing someone.
Right.
You've got recruiting fees and the cost of advertising the position,
yeah.
The time spent interviewing people. But there are also, you know, some hidden costs that we don't often think about.
Yeah. Like what? Give us some examples.
Well, let's just say you lose like a senior software developer.
Okay.
You not only have to find and train a replacement, but you've got to think about all the projects that they were leading, all the institutional knowledge that walks out the door when they leave,
right?
You know, that can delay product launches, affect your relationship with clients, costing the company thousands, even tens of thousands in lost revenue.
Wow. That's a big hit,
yeah.
Especially for, you know, a smaller business.
Absolutely.
Maybe who can't really absorb that.
Absolutely. And it's not just the financial impact either.
Right.
Think about the morale hit to the team. Other employees, they might start wondering, like, why did they leave? Am I next?
Yeah.
It creates this uncertainty, you know, and that can lead to a dip in productivity across the board.
It's like a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Spreading out to the rest of the organization.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's the potential damage to your reputation.
Oh, for sure.
If you're consistently losing good people.
Yeah, people talk, especially now.
Yeah.
It can be really hard to attract good talent in the future if you're known for having a high turnover rate.
So it seems like preventing turnover is really key here.
Oh, absolutely.
What are some proactive steps that companies can take to prevent it?
Well, first you have to realize that not all turnover is bad.
Okay.
Sometimes losing an employee can actually be an opportunity, you know, to bring in some fresh perspective.
Right.
Maybe restructure a team for efficiency.
Yeah.
But generally, you want to minimize that churn, especially when it comes to your top performers.
Right. So how do you know? How can a company know what is desirable turnover and what's undesirable turnover?
Well, it starts with data, actually.
Okay.
At GFoundry, we have something called the engagement thermometer.
Okay.
Which gives companies real-time insights into employee sentiment.
Wow.
Yeah. We're tracking things like how people are interacting on platforms, how they're responding to surveys, even doing sentiment analysis of, you know, company-wide communications.
So you're really getting the pulse.
Exactly.
The entire workforce.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you do with all that data?
Well, it allows us to identify potential issues early on. For example, if we see a sudden dip in engagement within a particular team or department, that could be a red flag that something's not right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so the manager can kind of step in.
Exactly.
Nip it in the bud before it becomes a bigger problem. And that's great. What other features does GFoundry offer to help companies keep their best people?
Well, we have a multi-module functionality that's designed to create a more engaging and fulfilling work experience.
Okay.
For example, our employee journeys module allows companies to map out clear career paths for their employees.
Okay, so it's not just, you know, hoping for the best.
No.
You're really giving them a structured, a structured way to grow and develop within the company.
Exactly. Employees can actually see where they fit in the bigger picture.
Right.
What skills they need to reach that next level.
Yeah.
And what rewards they can expect along the way.
That's got to be motivating for people.
It is.
Especially for those who are really ambitious and want to move up.
Exactly. And what we found is that employees who have a very clear understanding of their career trajectory, they're more engaged.
Makes sense.
They're more productive and ultimately more likely to stay with the company.
And GFoundry makes it easy.
It does.
To create those pathways.
Absolutely. No matter how big or small the company is or what industry you're in.
This is really fascinating. I'm very impressed with this.
Thank you.
It seems like a real game changer when it comes to, you know, managing talent and reducing turnover.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you said a little bit earlier.
Okay.
About, you know, not all turnover being bad.
Right.
Can you elaborate on that a little more?
Sure. So there are times when an employee leaves for reasons that are mutually beneficial.
Okay.
So maybe they've reached a point in their career where they're ready for a new challenge, a different type of role, something that your company can't really offer them.
Okay.
Or maybe their personal life requires them to relocate to a new city.
Right.
You know, we call this desirable turnover.
So it's not always, you know, a negative reflection
exactly.
on the company.
Right.
It's just sometimes people's lives change.
Absolutely.
And their goals change.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you got to roll with it.
And to be honest, even undesirable turnover can be a learning opportunity for a company Exit interviews, for instance, provide valuable insight into what the company's doing well and what it can improve.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So using those departures as a chance to kind of learn and grow.
Exactly.
But obviously, you know, you want to prevent as much undesirable turnover as possible.
Right.
So what other strategies can companies employ besides using a platform like GFoundry to help prevent that?
Well, one of the most important things is fostering a positive work environment where employees feel valued, appreciated.
Right.
That means offering competitive compensation and benefits, of course.
Of course.
But it also means going beyond that paycheck.
Give me some specifics.
Think about things like flexible work arrangements.
Okay.
You know, opportunities for professional development, regular feedback and recognition, and creating a culture where people feel comfortable sharing their ideas and concerns.
So creating a workplace where people want to show up every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's something that we're really passionate about at GFoundry.
Okay.
You know, we believe that work should be more than just a job. It should be a place where people can thrive and reach their full potential.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's not just about reducing turnover. It's about making a better world of work for everybody.
Exactly. And that's what makes this work so rewarding for us.
That's great.
Yeah, it really is. And creating a workplace where employees thrive is about more than just perks and benefits.
Right.
You know, it's about fostering a sense of community.
Yeah.
Even if you have a hybrid or fully remote team.
That's a really good point because it's easy to feel isolated.
It is.
When you're not in the same space.
Yeah.
So how do companies kind of bridge that gap?
Well, that's where GFoundry's community aggregation feature comes in.
Okay.
It's all about creating a virtual space where employees can connect, collaborate, and share their interests.
So it's like a social network.
Exactly.
But specifically for the workplace.
Exactly. We provide tools for companies to set up interest-based groups, you know, virtual coffee breaks, even online events.
Well, wow.
You know, it's about creating those informal interactions that you'd normally have in an office setting.
I can see how that would be valuable.
Yeah.
For remote teams, it's not just about getting the work done.
Right.
It's about that sense of camaraderie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Feeling like you're part of a team.
Yeah. And it's not just for remote workers either.
Oh, okay.
Even in a traditional office, you know,
right.
Community aggregation can help break down those silos between departments.
That's a good point.
Foster a more collaborative culture.
You mentioned earlier that GFoundry incorporates gamification into its platform. Can you tell me a little more about how that works?
Absolutely. Gamification is all about tapping into our natural desire for competition, achievement recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And we use it in a variety of ways within GFoundry.
Like how?
Well, for example, our learning modules often incorporate quizzes, badges, leaderboards.
Oh, okay.
To make training more engaging.
So instead of just feeling like they're, you know, stuck in a boring training.
Exactly.
They're actually having fun.
And competing, a little friendly competition.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing how a little bit of that can boost engagement and knowledge retention.
And what about, you know, employee achievements?
Yeah.
How does gamification work there?
Well, instead of just sending out like a generic thank you email, companies can use GFoundry to create points-based recognition programs.
Okay.
Where employees can earn badges or even like virtual rewards for going above and beyond.
So it's making it more tangible and public.
Exactly. And it allows peers to recognize each other.
Oh, nice.
Which can be even more meaningful.
Oh, that's a good point.
Than recognition coming from management.
Yeah, it creates a culture of appreciation.
Exactly.
Which is so important, I think, in any work environment.
Absolutely. It leads to a more engaged and productive workforce. So we've talked a lot about the features and benefits of GFoundry.
We have.
But I'm curious about the technology behind it.
Okay.
What makes it different from all the other HR platforms that are out there?
Well, I think one of the key differentiators is our use of data analytics.
Okay.
We collect and analyze vast amounts of data.
Okay.
About employee behavior, sentiment, and performance.
So you're not just providing these tools.
Yeah.
You're really giving companies a way to understand what's happening.
Insights, exactly, with their workforce.
Exactly. And those insights are presented in a way that's easy to understand.
Okay.
And actionable.
Okay.
So, for instance, our platform can identify employees who are at risk of leaving even before they've shown any outward signs.
Wow. How?
It analyzes patterns in their behavior. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not engaging in social interactions as much, or they're not participating in company-wide events.
Uh-huh.
Or perhaps their performance reviews have shown a decline in recent months.
Oh, okay.
The platform picks up on those subtle cues and alerts management so they can intervene. It's like an early warning system.
Exactly.
For turnover.
It is. And it allows companies to address those issues before they escalate.
I'm also interested in how GFoundry is incorporating the latest in, you know, technology.
Okay.
Like AI and machine learning.
Yeah.
Could you give me some examples of how those technologies are being used?
Sure. One area where we're using AI is in our personalized learning recommendations.
Okay.
So the platform analyzes an employee's skills, interests, and career goals.
Ah.
And then suggests relevant learning content.
Okay.
So it's providing those tailored development opportunities.
So it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach to training.
No, everybody learns differently and has different aspirations.
Right.
And AI allows us to create a truly personalized learning experience.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What about machine learning?
So machine learning is being used in our sentiment analysis tools.
Okay.
It allows us to understand the nuances of language.
Right.
And to accurately gauge employee sentiment from their written communications.
So you can pick up on, like, sarcasm.
Exactly. Things that might be missed by a human analyst.
Right. Frustration.
Exactly. So it allows us to get a much deeper understanding of how employees are feeling.
It's like having a virtual therapist.
Well, not quite a therapist.
For your workforce.
But it's definitely a powerful tool
for
understanding employee sentiment and creating a more positive work environment.
I'm really impressed with all of this.
Thank you.
The depth and breadth of GFoundry's platform, it's like you've thought of everything.
Well, we've certainly tried, but the work is never done.
Right.
We're constantly innovating and developing new features to stay ahead of the curve.
Speaking of staying ahead of the curve, I want to talk about the future of work.
Okay.
And specifically, how these trends that we're seeing, you know, like remote work, the gig economy, the rise of automation, how are these going to impact employee turnover?
That's a great question, and it's something that we're thinking about a lot at GFoundry.
The world of work is changing rapidly.
Right.
And it's going to be even more important for companies to create workplaces that are, you know, adaptable and resilient.
So what are some of the key trends that you're seeing?
Well, one of the biggest is this increasing demand for flexibility.
Okay.
Employees want to be able to work when, where, and how they want.
Mm-hmm.
They're not willing to be tied to that traditional 9-to-5 office job anymore.
Right. And that's a challenge, I think.
It is.
For a lot of companies who are used to that traditional.
Absolutely. But the companies that embrace flexibility and offer, you know, remote or hybrid work arrangements, they're going to have a significant advantage.
Right.
In attracting and retaining top talent.
Because people are prioritizing their work-life balance.
They are.
Much more now.
Absolutely.
What other trends are you seeing?
Another major trend is this rise of the gig economy.
Okay.
More and more people are choosing to work as freelancers or independent contractors. And that presents a new challenge, I think, for traditional employers.
It does.
Because now they're competing with this global pool of talent.
Exactly. So companies need to find ways to make themselves more attractive to gig workers, whether that's by offering flexible work arrangements, competitive pay, or interesting projects.
What about automation? How's that going to impact all of this?
Well, automation is going to change the nature of work as we know it.
Right.
Many routine tasks are going to be automated, which means that employees are going to need to develop new skills, adapt to new roles.
So companies need to be proactive.
They do.
About, you know, providing training and development
for
other people.
Absolutely. The companies that invest in their employees' skills and help them transition to those new roles, they're going to be the ones that thrive in the future.
Right.
If they don't, they risk losing their best people to competitors who are more, you know, forward thinking.
So it sounds like the future of work is going to be all about adaptability, flexibility, and continuous learning.
Absolutely. And the companies that embrace those principles are going to be the ones that succeed in the long run.
This has been a great conversation. I've learned so much about the challenges and opportunities facing businesses today. And I'm really impressed with how GFoundry is using technology to help companies kind of navigate all of this.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
So on that note, we're going to wrap up this part of our discussion. But don't go anywhere, listeners. We'll be right back with the final part of our exploration of employee turnover and the future of work right after this. And we are back on Workplace Revolution, brought to you by GFoundry, continuing our discussion of employee turnover and the future of work.
Yeah, and I think one of the most interesting aspects of this is how company culture is becoming more and more important.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if flexibility and remote work are kind of the norm now,
Right.
then the office itself is less of a defining factor.
Exactly.
So what becomes the glue that holds the company together?
You know, it's that shared sense of purpose.
And values in the way that people interact with each other. So it's about creating a culture where everyone feels like they belong, regardless of, their location or work style.
You've mentioned GFounders' focus on community and connection,
Yeah.
but how do you actually build culture in a remote or hybrid environment?
Right. It takes more intentionality, but it is definitely possible.
Okay.
At GFoundry, we believe that technology can actually be a powerful tool for building culture.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Think about onboarding new employees.
Okay.
In the past, you would have them come into the office,
Right.
sit through presentations, maybe grab lunch with their team.
Yeah.
But you can't always do that in a remote setting.
Right. So how do you replicate that experience virtually?
Well, we've designed onboarding experiences within GFoundry
Okay.
that actually feel like interactive games.
Oh, wow.
New hires go on these virtual scavenger hunts to learn about the company.
That's cool.
They team up with their colleagues in these online escape rooms to solve problems.
That's fun.
They even have like virtual coffee dates with senior leaders.
That's a really creative approach to
Yeah.
onboarding. Instead of it just being, forms to fill out, you're actually
Exactly.
turning it into something engaging and fun.
Exactly. And it's a great way to introduce new hires to the company culture from day one,
Yeah.
even if they're not physically in the office.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's not just about, giving them information.
Right.
It's about making them feel like they're part of the team.
Exactly. And that sense of belonging is so crucial for reducing turnover.
Right.
When employees feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves,
Yeah.
they're more likely to stick around.
Now, what about keeping those remote teams aligned with the company goals?
Right.
How do you make sure everyone's moving in the same direction
Yeah.
when they're not all in the same room together?
Well, I think transparency is really key. So at GFoundry, we encourage companies to use the platform to communicate their strategic objectives,
Okay.
track progress towards those goals, and really celebrate wins along the way.
Keep everybody in the loop.
Exactly, no matter where they're working.
That makes sense. And also, I imagine, giving employees a voice in that process
Yes.
is
Listen.
important. We have those feedback mechanisms built right in
Okay.
so that employees can share their ideas, concerns, and suggestions with leadership.
And that's a big part of making people feel heard and valued,
Absolutely.
which again, I think, contributes to lower turnover.
It does. When employees feel like their opinions matter, they're much more likely to be engaged and committed to the company's success.
I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've talked about the true cost of employee turnover, the different types of turnover, the role of technology in preventing it,
Yes.
and the impact of the future of work on all of this.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that you want to add? Any final thoughts for our listeners? I think the most important takeaway is that, employee turnover is a complex issue
Is.
and there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right.
But I think by understanding the factors that contribute to it
Yes.
and embracing technology and focusing on creating a positive and engaging work environment, you can significantly reduce turnover
Yeah.
and build a workforce that's ready for the future.
And GFoundry is there to help you do it.
Absolutely, every step of the way.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an incredibly insightful conversation.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Workplace Revolution, brought to you by GFoundry.
Thank you.
We hope you found this valuable. Be sure to subscribe to our channel for more insights and strategies on how to build a better world of work. Until next time.